Triple S Barbecue Saloon Bar.
It's a points fest here.
Maroons footy tips.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Alrighty, let's talk about the footy coming up this weekend, and we're into it already. Round 5. Maroon is there thanks to Triple S Barbecue Barnes. Maroon, good morning, mate.
Moffy, good morning, mate. I see you've been speaking to the great Ray Hadley again. You're doing the ground announcing up there in Brisbane, and you're not helping, though, mate. Although I know that a lot of people are saying that, you know, often you are the best on ground, and I would agree with that looking at some of those Broncos performances.
Yeah. Mate, I don't know where to go from there. Mate, look, it's going to be a tough game tonight. We've got the Broncos taking on the Rabbitohs. Before we talk about that, though, some very sad news coming out just after 9 yesterday, the passing of a great man in Tommy Radonikis.
Mate, absolutely. Very sad to hear this. I think he was only days away from his 71st birthday. An absolute, one of the great characters of rugby league. And for those of us who are old enough to remember when he played for the Magpies, and then I think he shocked the league world when he went to the Newtown Jets. And after a couple of seasons with the Jets, they'd made the grand final, although they hadn't won. Look, he was a tough guy, Tommy. Obviously, he's been battling cancer. But I tell you what, if you want to hear some great Tommy yarns, no doubt, on our Sunday show, the Sunday Sin Bin, Paul Kent, who tells a great yarn, and you, Tommy, will have some beauty. So, look, we want to remember him as the bloke he was, the larrikin, the character, and the champion. He's a lovely bloke. So, yeah, mate, good on you for bringing that up. May he rest in peace, and we're thinking about his family today.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, this game tonight, it's... You know, for a moment there, for the first 30 minutes last week, I thought the Broncos may have beat the Storm. It wasn't to be, though. They're taking on the Rabbitohs tonight.
Well, mate, I think if you were thinking that, what I'd do if I was you is next time you go to Triple S for a steak, just say to the blokes, I might have a light beer or a no-alcohol beer. Because if you thought the Broncos were going to beat Melbourne, you need more help than I thought you need. And look, the Rabbitohs tonight have got bigger fish to fry. They've got this whole Adam Reynolds thing to deal with. That's the first thing. Wayne Bennett's going back to Brisbane. Will he link with the Broncos? We don't know. No Cody Walker, but I still think the Bunnies will be too good with Benji Marshall coming into the side.
How about this for a brilliant idea I came up with yesterday? So they're talking about Benny, and it happens every time. The moment that Wayne Bennett even looks towards Brisbane, there's speculation he's going back to the Broncos. What about this? They get a new team in the comp. It ends up being the Ipswich Jets. He's the coach. Their theme song, Benny and the Jets.
Oh, mate. See, this is why I say to the powers that be at Triple M, give this guy more money. He is an ideas man. You don't want to lose this bloke to our competitors because he is coming up with the big ideas. I love it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that money, though. Warriors and Manly, this one's at Gosford tomorrow night.
And still no Tommy Trbojevic, mate, so let's just go Warriors. They go well on the Central Coast, don't they, the Warriors? They're a good side. They've got their injury woes as well, but I think, look, led by some of those big boppers, I'll take the Warriors in this game.
Panthers, they're on top of the ladder convincingly. They take on the Raiders at home as well for them.
Yeah, well, look, the Raiders get back a big in. I think, you know, a massive... I wouldn't say he's underrated, this bloke, but he's not mentioned among the kings of rugby league. But Joey Tarpany back for the Raiders. He always makes a big difference. But up against... Look at this Panthers forward pack, Moffy. You know, you've got Fisher-Harris, Billy Army-Kickout, Kurt Capel, Isaiah Yeo. They're all absolute stars with, obviously, the number 6, who we all love, in Jerome Luai. I'm going to take the Panthers at home.
Then Saturday afternoon on the Gold Coast, it's the Titans and the Knights. You know, the Titans could do well here.
Oh, look, I think so, mate. I think they're, you know, I don't know if they got a little bit overawed last week against the Raiders. They probably had enough ball in good position to win the game. But look at this Newcastle side. Kalyn Ponga comes back. That's great. Blake Green playing half in the absence of Mitchell Pearce. But a lot of injuries to this Newcastle side. So I'm going to go for the Gold Coast up there on the Goldie.
Should the Bulldogs even turn up this weekend? They're taking the Storm on. Now, the betting's looking like this. 13 bucks at the moment for the poor old Bulldogs. $1.03 for the Storm.
Well, I tell you what, Moffy, the first rugby league game I can remember being at, I know I was at one before that. Back then, teams used to play each other twice. The first time South played Manly in 1974 at Redfern Oval. Since that day till now, I've got to say, if the Dogs win, it will be the biggest upset I have seen by the length of the straight. Melbourne will absolutely, it will be like a celebrity game, like an exhibition game, the Melbourne Storm will flog them.
The Roosters and the Sharks, mate, this, what if the Sharks were to win this? I don't think it's likely, though.
Well, this is an interesting game, isn't it? Both sides are playing with a lot of spirit at the moment, which should mean it's a good game. You know, I think Trent Robinson would have said, okay, look, you blokes, you haven't got Boyd Cordner, you haven't got the great Friend playing in the hooker, you haven't got Luke Keary, you've lost Lachlan Lamb, and that's just to name a few. But Trent Robinson will be saying to these blokes, this is no excuse. This is no excuse. You still got to go out there and win this game. On the other hand, the Sharks playing week to week for their coach, John Bomber Morris. This is going to be a good close game, considering that the Roosters are down on troops, but I'm going to take the Roosters.
Now, the West Tigers on Sunday afternoon taking on the Cowboys. Jan is loving you at the moment because her Tigers had a win, just not last weekend.
I've always loved Jan, and that's why whenever I'm in Coffs Harbour, I always go around the block at her place a couple of times, toot the horn, just see if she's home. Jan, I'm going to take the Tigers this week. They tried their backside off last week. The Tigers will beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 0-5 after this week. They're 0-4 now, but after this week, 0-5.
And then Sunday night wraps up in Sydney at Bankwest Stadium. The Parramatta Eels, the Dragons. The winner, of course, would be...
Well, I'm going to take Parramatta at Bankwest Stadium, but congratulations to you Dragons fans. You've won 3 from 4, but Parramatta, look, they were pushed a little bit against the West Tigers, but they still had plenty of petrol in the tank, Parra, so they'll be 5-0 and leading the competition with the Panthers after this week.
Well, look, it's been great chatting, and I'll be sitting there tonight at Triple S Barbecue Barns, TV in the corner, watching the game, watching those brilliant Broncos just, you know, take to the field and just... It'll be like a showcase for people of how you play rugby league tonight when they take on the Rabbitohs, I think.
All right. Well, listen, if you're going to Triple S Barbecue Barn tonight, get something made of red meat, get some chips with it. And what I'd like you to do is just send me a photo or put a photo of it up on Facebook, and I'll have a little bit of a look at it. But next time I'm in town, we'll go there.
Sounds like a plan. Good luck tonight, mate.
Glory, glory. Go, Moffy. Talk to you next week.